Hey folks, this is False. Travis here. Where do I start? I promised y'all 50 episodes, didn't promise you number 51. Turns out that was kind of true for a while there. But let me try to explain what has gone on and what the future holds, because we are coming back. This is False is Not Dead. We're going to do more episodes, hopefully very soon. But let me take you on a little bit of a tale. First of all, let me tell you where I am right now. I'm currently sitting in a studio apartment Airbnb in downtown Halifax. Now, why am I there? Well, it requires a bit of a story. So, a few days after our last episode, which came out at the end of July, I had just started a job with Purolator as a courier, a job that I very much thrived at and loved, but didn't work at for very long. The end of my first week at Purolator, I finally started seeing the woman across the hall who I know I've mentioned before on this podcast. We will call her Ursa. And we very quickly fell in love. And 1 month after we met, or started talking, I should say, she moved to Halifax to go to Dalhousie for a master's program. And obviously, because I'm a big dumb idiot, I decided I needed to follow her here. So I couldn't do that alone. Obviously, Ursa was very much down for this. We had lots of discussions about it. She was very much wanted me to come with her. I very much wanted to go, but how the hell was I going to do that? I just started this new job. I've been in Windsor for 18 years. Like, how am I going to do this? So I asked Evelyn Irish, hey, you know, we should move to Halifax as a joke. And she said, yeah, we should. And so now Evelyn Irish and I live in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We took the months of September and October to find a place and arrange the whole thing. We got very, very lucky. Halifax is an impossible city to try to find housing in. We got very, very, very lucky and found a place just out of the core of the city, a beautiful place just out of the core of the city. And we moved here at the beginning of November. So there's that. A little bit about Halifax. It's absolutely beautiful. But we haven't really been able to experience it yet because a few days after we got here, Evelyn tested positive for COVID-19. She contracted it back in Windsor from a friend. And unknowingly, at the same time, we had colds. We both had colds. Everybody in my world had a cold for a little bit. And so, and we knew that cold was not COVID. Everybody who had it tested negative, except for Evelyn. So we were unknowingly sharing a vehicle all the way from Ontario to Halifax, which is a 20-hour drive over 3 days, by the way. Hotel rooms, staying at friends' places, and then living in our apartment together. And somehow, I didn't get it. I still tested negative. I'm symptom-free. I'm good to go. But I needed to isolate from her, so that's why I'm in the Airbnb in downtown Halifax. We also don't have internet yet, and I needed that for my jobs that I'm trying to get down here. So, you know, whole thing, boring, but basically, it has not gone exactly as planned to this point. I want to let you know that Evelyn is okay. She had some minor symptoms, some at times verging into moderate. But let me tell you something, these vaccines goddamn work. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get the vaccine, get the fucking vaccine, okay? Because Evelyn probably would have been in much, much more dire condition if it weren't for the fact that she was vaccinated. She caught the virus from an unvaccinated person. I spent days in a car with her. Ursa spent days with her here, hanging out with us. We were in Montreal. We stayed with friends, including our good friend Liz Singh, friend of the podcast. Nobody else tested positive. Every single other person Evelyn came in contact with was vaccinated and tested negative. Vaccines work. Shocking, I know. So that's why we're in Halifax. And, you know, obviously you're familiar with This Is False if you're listening to this. We're a Windsor-based podcast, and a lot of our content is about Windsor. We started because of a Windsor councillor who was arguing with Pam Spanish and I on Facebook over the homeless encampment on in the West End. So when we figured out that we were moving, it really was pretty much a death for this podcast. We thought there's no way we can continue it. We knew we wanted to podcast, but we didn't know if This Is False was the proper vehicle for it, and it may not be. But we're going to give it a shot anyway, because I really like this podcast. It's been very therapeutic for me and for Evelyn and for everyone else. So we are going to try to continue it once we're a little more settled here in Halifax and we actually have internet at our place and all of that. But it is going to be different. Obviously, we're not going to focus on Windsor politics anymore, or even Canada politics as a whole. We still will. That will still be a part of what we do. But Evelyn and I have talked a lot about what we want to do with a podcast, and we thought about starting a different podcast, but we're going to keep it under This Is False. And Evelyn and I are going to change it into a sex and relationships podcast. This is something that her and I both feel very passionately about, that we constantly talk about in our private conversations. A lot of our lives revolve around philosophical discussions of sex and relationships, because her and I are both polyamorous, and we both do relationships differently than traditional people, and we try to live our anti-capitalist values through our relationships. And so we want to talk about that more. We want This Is False to be a venue for that. We will still talk about anti-capitalism and politics, but we're going to try to do it less through a macro level, and more bringing it down to the personal, like living anti-capitalism in your personal lives. And it's something that I think we both think is important, but that a lot of leftists and people in general are still very uncomfortable doing. We still follow all the scripts of patriarchy and of capitalism and of colonialism in our personal lives. And that requires decolonization too. That requires dismantling as well. So Evelyn and I want to start having conversations about that. We'll keep it between her and I for a little while. And then we'll hopefully branch out and get guests and other people to come on and talk about their various relationships and sex lives and other things like that, and how it relates to capitalism and colonialism. So that's kind of the plan. And we don't know when that first episode is going to be coming out yet. Again, we're still kind of up in the air. I'm still looking for gainful employment. I have some employment, but I'm looking for more gainful employment. Evelyn has a job but hasn't been able to work it yet because she needs internet to do it. And we just don't have the internet. We haven't really been able to get settled here yet. But we promise we're coming back. And we promise that we will give you something that I think most of you will enjoy, because it will still be, topic-wise, will still be kind of in the same, with the same tone and the same topics. Just we're shifting the focus a little bit away from Windsor politics, away from those kind of discussions, and more toward discussions of your private lives, of our private lives. For those of you listening to this who know us personally, I just want to give you some assurances here. We will never talk about you unless we've discussed it with you personally. We are going to try to use fake names where we can, stand-in names for people who we don't want to reveal publicly. And we will have discussions with every person that we talk about on the podcast. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh crap, I've had sex with Travis and I listened to the podcast, guess my shit's going to be public now. No, it isn't. It's fine. If there's anything that needs to be said about you or that I want to say about you, I'm going to come and talk to you about that. We're not going to screw people over that way. So hopefully you're along with the ride for the ride with us. Hopefully it's a good ride, and we'll see how many more episodes we can get out of this stupid, dumb thing that we started a year and a half ago. All right. We'll talk to you soon.